This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, here we are getting closer to an election. We're 3 weeks away from electing the next president of the United States of America. Wow, can you believe it? I cannot believe it. I woke up and said, you know, how far, because it seems like it always seems further away, right? How far away are we from November? From November 8th, not the 28th, Donald Trump. We're close. The countdown clock is on, isn't it? 21 days away. Wow. Again, as I get over that, I welcome you to this version of ATN. And as we motor through on the campaign trail and give you the who, what, when, where, and why, we start with simply the biggest stories. Melania Trump defending her husband against the allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior in an interview that's aired on CNN. She says Access Hollywood host at the time, Billy Bush, egged her husband on in an audio recording from 2005, rather, that spurred all these people to come forward. Specifically, Melania said, I said to my husband that, you know, the language was inappropriate. It's not acceptable. And I was surprised because that is not the man I know. She said she suspects Donald Trump didn't even know the microphone was on and recording when he was making what she called boy talk with Bush. He was led on like egged on from the host to say dirty and bad stuff. She said she's never heard her husband use that language. She wasn't why she was surprised by the recording. So Melania Trump said she believes her husband's denial of allegations by a number of women who have said publicly that he made inappropriate sexual advances toward them over the years is true, that she has seen women hand her husband pieces of paper with their phone numbers on them right in front of her, making it unlikely he would pursue women against their will. In another interview that she did, because she's doing a bunch of interviews, she did one with Anderson Cooper. She did one on a Fox News. She defended her husband's attack on Bill Clinton's past. She said they're asking it for it. They're asking for it. They started from the beginning of the campaign, putting my picture from modeling days. She said, that was my modeling days, and I'm proud of what I did. I worked very hard. So this next debate on Wednesday is going to be pretty darn interesting to see. Many of you have emailed me. Many people have said, when are we going to just hear what the specifics are? What Donald Trump is going to do? What Hillary Clinton says she's going to do? When are we going to hear the issues, the issues, the issues? And I don't think it's going to be what we're going to hear in this next debate. It just always denigrates into something else. I can't imagine that's going to be different. And it becomes a question of who do you want to vote for? I mean, someone said to me today, don't you think most people know? And I do. I think most people know who they want to vote for. And it might not be the person you ideally wanted, but you know which direction you're going. And I say this all the time, and I so mean this. I hope we see outrageous numbers at the polling places, at the precincts. Because we live in a free society, and yes, we can gripe and complain and talk about things that are jobbed and aren't right and what's wrong. Absolutely. I mean, look, that's what these airwaves are for. We have fun, but we also gripe. The tsunami coming out of Washington is awash with nonsense. Absolutely. But vote. Vote so you can complain. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, you get to lead us off.
I love that about you, Kate. You know, there was a joke that went around when Jesse Jackson was voting. I can't remember the comedian, but he got up on stage and, you know, he said, "I'm going in there drunk." And he went in there. He won! But, yeah, you're right. Get out and vote because, you know, it's sad when I'd love to see at least 46%.
Boy, no kidding. Me too.
I mean, goodness gracious, I have 300 billion Americans. Give me a break.
Exactly.
You know, less than 10 million votes. Come on.
Right.
Well, you know, I was kind of hoping to get you last night, you know, because the game, you know, I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to get close to that nail on the score, you know. It's like hand grenades and horseshoes, isn't it?
You just got to keep trying.
Well, I'd be better off with hand grenades and horseshoes with this election. Of course, you know who I'd throw the hand grenades at, but it's just hard to nail that thing and get so close, you know.
Yeah.
But I kind of got a couple of good jokes. One of them, you know, I have to probably do in a couple nights, you know, set it up and then tell it. But I got a good redneck joke for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay, now this one here, you can tell that I created it because it's kind of based on the new television program where an actor has gone from a role of a serious crime scene investigator to kind of a comedic sidekick, and he's done a good job of it, if you've seen it. I mean, I think he pulled it off fantastically. Well, you know you're a redneck when your last name is MacGruber, and you can rig or fix everything with duct tape.
But I'm bump. Duct tape.
Every MacGyver needs a MacGruber. And then for everybody up north, if you don't know what a goober is, it's the same thing as being in the peanut gallery. It's a peanut.
Exactly. That's hilarious. It's the same thing. You crack me up. That's funny.
But
I love it.
Have you seen, I can't think of his name, and but he was on CSI Las Vegas.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. I can't think of the actor's name at all, but he plays MacGyver, the new MacGyver sidekick. And his acting is, you know, he's quirky, kind of dumbfounded, just a, you know, comedic sidekick to MacGyver. And I think, but shoot, appeal to the Southern crowd. I'm MacGruber.
MacGruber.
You know,
that's
MacGyver
so funny.
Was MacGruber. But
I like it.
I'm trying to pay a little homage to him because and something else I noticed is, you know, all these men's hairstyles, they look more like they're Indians nowadays. With these mohawks, and his is kind of like a exclamation point on top of his head, the way he got it cut. But that's just odd stuff I noticed. You know me.
I know. It's good, though. It's fun stuff. I agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got some short ones for you, too, like for a goober, it'd be BGB. Best goober bud.
BGB.
For you gals out there, BGG. Best goober's girlfriend.
BGG. Oh, Grim, you cracked me up. You're funny. It's, you know, it's interesting, MacGyver, MacGruber. MacGyver went to the same college I did, the guy who played MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson. As soon as I went there, I kept hearing that. Many years ago, MacGyver went here. Hang with us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Of 2016, and now it's almost coming to an end. 21 days from now, we are talking about election night, and we'll have wall-to-wall coverage, of course. A lot of our pals from Washington who are all over this thing. I've got friends around the country who will be joining us to throw in their two cents and to see what the election results are like. Is this going to be one of the times that we don't know? And we go to bed and say, let me know what happened in the morning. I think depending on the way these polls are, and now that we're hearing polls aren't done correctly, or some of the polls aren't done correctly, it might be a little more interesting than, you know, you're led to believe. Because I was just reading a story today about Florida and saying in deep red, and then this was the headline, in deep red Florida, signs of trouble for Donald Trump. And there's a big community there, the Villages. I mean, it's like a whole world, the Villages. I've been there, been by there. It really is its own place. But anyway, they've interviewed people in the Villages and some other places around the Villages. And they talk to lifelong Republicans who are wearing shirts that say Republicans for Hillary and inviting people to join the club that, you know, don't vote for a libertarian, Gary Johnson, Where's Aleppo? Don't go for Jill Stein and instead vote for Hillary Clinton. Wow. November 8th. What will happen on November 8th? Who will fare well with whom? Women certainly are a big, big part of the voting bloc. I think Melania coming out and talking about her husband and talking about the tape and saying that doesn't represent him, I think all of that is, of course, to counterattack what this has turned into, because the female vote will matter. And the response among female voters is worsening, supposedly, for Donald Trump, much more than even originally thought, if you can put some merit into that. But so the bottom line is, you look around at the landscape and think of the obvious places that would just go Republican, and how many states are now toss-up states. And even if people are worried about, or women are worried about Clinton, are they leaning toward Clinton instead of Trump? They're saying in Florida, here's the example, that Clinton could peel off as many as 890,000 reluctant, what they call reluctant Republicans, compared with the 500,000 disaffected Democrats. And you love these terms, reluctant Republicans, disaffected Democrats who might vote for Trump. And definitely at places like the Villages, people will go out and vote. So you look at the tracker and try to determine that. Yeah, it's wild. It is. It's wild to see where we have been and, you know, where we are right now. And we're still going back to what happened on that bus. And then, of course, accusers coming out as well, taking a dent out of Donald Trump. And that's why part of this is, okay, so now where do we go from here? Who are we voting for? What's happening? Is the election rigged? Was one of the things that Donald Trump said. And then this last debate. So if you're advising Donald Trump in this last debate, what are you advising Donald Trump? I'll tell you, I would say if he's got hard stuff on the issues, I would say roll it out. I would say roll out anything he has on health care. I would say roll out the issue that really put him on the map, and that's illegal immigration. Remember the whole thing about the wall. Emphasize, talk about it, talk about conversations with people, talk about personal stories. He was strong in that area. And for Hillary Clinton, I think she's going to do the same. I'm sure she will. She'll mention people's names. She'll talk about their scenarios and how she wants to see that change. And that was a strong thing that Trump did or has done when he's been speaking, and something that would maybe pull it away from what's been happening on the campaign trail with so many women that are coming out and saying that they were in some way assaulted by him. So if he's going to defuse that, the only way they can defuse that, because there's nobody's going after him, you know, limitations, et cetera, statute of limitations and proof and everything else. You know, at this point, I think you take the high road if you're Donald Trump. If I'm sitting here strategizing on the air, which I'm doing, and I'm Kellyanne Conway, and I'm one of the Trump crew that he listens to, that's what I emphasize. And by the way, for what it's worth, in the polls, some of the states, you know, Clinton supposedly is up in Florida, but some of the other states tied. Colorado, PA, where are they now? Tied in Ohio, for whatever that means. And the other side of what's going on is still the idea of getting more dirt on the Clintons and getting more dirt on Donald Trump. Larry Flint has offered $1 million for compromising Trump tapes. So he's out there soliciting any scandalous clips of Trump. I mean, he's the millionaire porn baron. His hustler empire, it was huge, paid for everything that he's got, right? So he says he wants to see, he says he wants verifiable video footage or audio recordings before the November 8th election, clearly showing Donald Trump engaging in illegal activity or acting in a sexually demeaning or derogatory manner. Wow, will anyone come forward with that? Coming up next on America Tonight, we get off the campaign trail and have a conversation with my friend Lance Allred, who is a motivational speaker and the first deaf player in the NBA. He just did a TED Talk about growing up in a polygamous sect and talked about what that's like. And it was so, it's been so well received. Hundreds of thousands of people are watching his TED Talk, and I'm not surprised. You'll get a real sense of Lance Allred when you hear him. He played with LeBron James. He actually played in the NBA for just a tad with the Cavaliers. 80% hearing loss. Escaping the polygamous commune before when he was 13. And it's, he's so interesting to hear. Perseverance and grit, and that's what he talks about. Empowering yourself with accountability of choice and pushing beyond comfort zones and all of that. And he is, boy, he is just an interesting, interesting person. Lance Allred, next on America Tonight. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This show, Lance Allred. He is a passionate person, and because I've been listening to his podcast, so I certainly know that, and I've heard that from others. He's a keynote motivational speaker. Woohoo! You want to hear him speak for sure. He's a published author and the first deaf player in NBA history, and there's so much more to Lance, and we're going to just dive right into it. Lance, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me. It's going to be a blast.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, your background. You grew up tell us about the background of growing up in Mormon culture, but you had to deal with the polygamous culture of that. Explain that, because I was just reading something about breaking through that and what it was like for you, because you were in a much different world, obviously.
Yeah, so obviously there's a misnomer that most people think Mormons are polygamous. It's not true. About 0.001% of Mormons are polygamous. It's kind of like radical Islam. So I grew up in a polygamous commune in rural Montana. born there in 1981. My grandfather, Rulin, was the quote-unquote prophet. He founded this polygamist group. And the reason why I'm legally deaf or 80% hearing loss is that my grandfather was the naturopath. He's the one that, that delivered all the babies for his commune. But he told my parents not to worry about the Rh factor. If you're familiar with that,
yeah.
Well, I'll explain it anyway. My mother was a negative. My father was a positive blood type. And nowadays, the hospital just simply injects you with something, no question asked. But when you're born in your grandmother's bedroom in this polygamous commune without the medical amenities to take care of this kind of things, yeah, lots of stuff happens. But my parents had four kids before me, and I was the last one. And when I was born, I was almost dead. And they finally took me to a hospital in tiny Hamilton, Montana. And there was a Johns Hopkins educated resident who specialized in RH because he's an RH baby himself. And so he took me and put me in the incubator, and I had several blood changes, not just transfusions, but changes over 2 weeks. And so we're not sure if the nerves in my ears never fully developed or if they were damaged during the blood changes. But at the age of two, everyone realized when, you know, I was violent and very frustrated as a kid, they found a Jimmy Chin audiologist and they found out that, yes, I'm severely hearing impaired. And, you know, I could be angry or upset, but because of my grandfather, I am deaf. But he was assassinated 4 years before I was born by the wife of a rival polygamist leader. And so I never knew the man, but I grew up in his polygamist utopian dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some good things to it. I mean, I had over 400 first cousins. And, you know, we were like little Smurfs running around in this polygamous commune in rural Montana.
Wow. I can imagine, obviously, you speak about that and you talk about it. What kind of reaction do you get from people? I think it's a great story to share because of what people can learn from that.
Yeah. The great thing about my story is that it caters to any demographic. And that is not just sports, it's not just religion or psychology, it's not just perseverance and achieving your dreams or whatnot. I can customize it to anybody. But when the thing about the polygamous aspect is when I was 12, you know, there's some baggage. You know, obviously, every background, you're going to have baggage, but at the age of five, my Sunday school teacher had told me that God had made me deaf as a form of punishment for being unfaithful in the pre-existence. And, you know, as an adult, you kind of laugh at these things like, yeah, you need to get yourself checked into an insane asylum. But as a five-year-old kid, you're absorbing all this information around you, and the cult mentality is very submissive, very do as you're told. And so I developed a huge victim martyrdom complex. Yes, I'm being punished. God doesn't love me. I have to earn God's love, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's baggage there. And so that's something that people really have to understand about us, too, is that, yes, I mean, yeah, I have achieved a lot in my life, but a lot of it was overcoming my own limitations, my own thought patterns that I placed on myself that, underlying, subconsciously followed me and were pervasive throughout my adult life until I finally learned to change it around. And so when I was 12, my father was the heir apparent to the Ulrich group. He was a doctrinaire. He was a theologian. He's the guy that knew all the history about why we did what we did. He discovered that several of our leaders have been sexually abusing their kids for years. And we were like, if these are men of God, how is it even possible? But we were the only ones that left. Well, my father, yes, I grew up in a monogamous home. He did at one point have a second wife, but she left shortly after I was born, so I had no recollection of her. So I grew up in a monogamous home, but it was normal for, yes, my cousin to have several moms. So you could say, yes, we were able to leave because we only had one wife and we could move, whereas my aunts were in plural marriages with great guys, where they just used to tell the second wife, hey, good luck, you take the kids, we'll take the kids. So you can say they were trapped in a way, but if you're unhappy enough, I don't care what your situation is. You'll get out of there in any situation, not just polygamy.
Yeah.
But my father became the scapegoat. Because everyone adored him so much, all of a sudden he's now the apostate. We don't have to think about all these other perverts who are on the council. Let's just focus on Vance. so everyone could bury their head in the sand. And I learned at that age that most of religion is psychology, cult mentality, is that we're going to die, and it gives us huge anxiety. And so we have religion to pacify that anxiety with by telling us, yes, there's a heaven, we're going to be okay. But then you take a needle of steroids and you inject it right into the ego, and now you get to tell yourself, we're special. We have the one true faith, and God knows us all personally, and we're all going to be his right hand, and everyone else is going to be our servants. So you realize it's mostly psychology. There's nothing spiritual about it.
Yeah. So coming from that background, what is your theory, or do you practice any kind of so-called, like you're saying, religion or spirituality, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. He must label, I am a spiritual person having a human experience.
There you go. I like that. That's great. Yeah. A spiritual person.
Yeah, I mean, when we broke away, we did join the mainstream LDS church. I grew up there as a teenager. And so by this time, we were living in Salt Lake City. And it was good because it helped me kind of assimilate into the mainstream culture that was Salt Lake City. So I wasn't such a baby, socially speaking, because you kind of had stunted social skills when you grow up in a commune and your cousins are your support system because you're blood. You have to like each other. But now that we were moving out and I didn't have my cousins anymore, and that, transitioning into mainstream Mormonism helped, but it didn't really fit because I used the analogy of, like, you see the war movies and a soldier gets shot in the stomach and he's trying to put his guts back in. He can't put them back in. They keep slipping out. So once you break out of one little paradigm like that, it's really hard to fit back into another paradigm very perfectly. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
And then also with all my travels, you know, Mark Twain said it best, travel kills all prejudice, biases, and everything. And having traveled around the world for 10 years playing basketball, it's just like, you know what, I'm just a human. Who am I to think that I could possibly put God inside of a box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that. So you made the transition for us. You saw that. I love that, the talking about Mark Twain and using that analogy, or using Mark Twain to say, hey, you experience the world and you think differently. So you got to experience the world. Tell us how the basketball started for you.
The basketball started right at the time when we broke away from the all-red group. I grew from 5'10 to 6'4 that year in eighth grade. And I had no friends. Yeah, it's just new school. I'm walking around the hallway, and the coach sees me. He's like, hey, you should come play basketball. I'm like, sure, I've never played before. I mean, I was so uncoordinated and clumsy with my inner ear imbalance at the time. And by the way, the reason why I can hear you talk right now is, one, the digital era is a great age to be deaf, in that I can finally hear the diction, but also I have it on speakerphone. And so if you were listening to it, you would have an earache for the rest of the day, probably, just because it's blasting.
Right.
And, you know, people are, like, still skeptical, but when I show my keynotes, I have video footage of me at the age of 12 talking, and you can't even understand me. It's that
bad. Wow.
And you know how, like, deaf people, they kind of talk like that's almost diction.
Yeah.
Do this, we talk in the back of our mouth because you feel the reverberation in your skull and you feel like you're making a sound.
But
then finally, when I got my digital hearing aids when I was 16, I was like, you finally start to hear a little bit of the diction in the front of the mouth. And you're like, I see what's going on. And so I was a speech therapist twice a week till I was 16. And, you know, I had to first learn to read the word, watch someone pronounce it, and learn how to speak back in kind. And so it took me, and now after 34 years speaking English, I take the vowel shifts, the A-E-I-O-U, and the context of the conversation we're having, and you piece together what's being said. Because, you know, most people, especially when you first meet, we only say so many things to each other, so you kind of know what the patterns are. And I just kind of just answer everything back, so I know that's what's coming next.
And you're able to figure it out. Lance, hold on a second. We're going to continue there. We've got to step away for a quick second. We'll be back with more of Lance Allred here in just a minute on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what a revelation, Lance, I have to say, I think I'm a pretty educated woman, and I have a friend who's a writer, and he's deaf, and he's got hearing aids that he tells me are tremendous, but some of what you said resonate because he's told me about that, and also he says reading lips, especially when someone's kind of
Absolutely.
A talker, and they enunciate, so he says, like, it's easy for him when he's sitting across from me to be able to see that, but
yeah.
As you said, so it's better for somebody who's deaf in this age, because there's just more modern conveniences that help.
Absolutely. Growing up, I just had those big analog hearing aids. And all that really is just a big giant speaker being plugged into your ear and just blasting sound. So you have a constant headache as a kid. I hated my hearing aids. I tried to hide them all the time and get rid of them. But, of course, my mom would always pay my siblings to go find them. And so I hated them. But digital is so much nicer now because, one, it's not just blasted sound. But when there's a voice, it immediately registers it and then it amplifies it. But it's nothing crazy. So, yeah, I mean, what a blessing that these challenges that I have, I'm in this modern age, allow me to be successful and to assimilate into the culture. But with basketball, I never wore them because collisions. After that year when I started playing, and I wasn't very good at all, I started playing again at the age of 14. Before that, I was a Nintendo kid, and I was very good at Nintendo. But we slowly started to work, but the catch is I couldn't tell you this honestly at the time. I wasn't old enough to have this dialogue in my head. But looking back, I know the reason why I got as good as I did as quickly as I did was my main drive. Well, one, I love to prove people wrong. I have a nasty habit of doing that. Spice is a great motivator, but it's kind of empty calories. Because once you prove someone wrong, you're kind of like, oh, okay, now what? But also, I was playing so that God would love me. Even though we had broken away from polygamy, we joined the mainstream LDS church, so we're still talking about the same God, the same Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith and everything. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is still the same God that I've been told that was punishing me with hearing loss for being unfaithful, and this pre-existed before this life. And so that was my main motivator, is that I had to work that much harder just to be normal, but also I had to atone for some past sin that I had no recollection of. And so every made or missed shot had eternal ramifications. And so looking back, you might be able to understand now, rarely did I actually ever really enjoy it. I'm playing for my eternal soul, really. Though no one ever really told me this, this is the information that I have been receiving throughout life to this point, and how I've created this really shoddily quilted paradigm, and this is how I made the logic fit. But it's a double-edged sword, and so yes, later we realized that I had obsessive compulsive disorder, but I kept it hidden through basketball for so many years. And so I would go home after every game, and I would lay there, and I would replay every play precisely in my head and think about what I could have done better.
Wow.
Or every made or missed shot, every turnover. So everything, again, had just eternal consequences, and that's how intense it was. So, yes, it's a double-edged sword, but that's also what allowed me to get as good as I did, as quickly as I did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's kind of how the basketball started.
Wow. And so, you know, you go through and you've played for a whole bunch of different teams, and then you get this break in the NBA. You're signed to like a 10-day deal with the Cavaliers. I remember it. I was on the air, actually. It was in March of 2008. Then they sign you for the remainder of the season. What was it like playing for the Cavaliers, playing in the NBA?
I'll tell you, this is where this is the whole story, where it kind of climaxes. But I remember I was standing there on an NBA court in Cleveland. I was shooting a free throw, and I remember standing there and I was thinking, is this it? Is this the best that it gets?
Oh, wow.
Because now you can understand is that the reason why I was playing basketball was so that I would feel love, that I would think that God, that I would feel this love that people kept talking about of what God provides. And so once I finally got there, I was thinking, well, why don't I feel any different? Why do I still have all this anxiety? Why don't I feel any more secure? Why don't I feel that God loves me? But that was the deep psychological stuff. As far as the perks of playing in the NBA, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, yeah, I had fun playing with LeBron. I know people give him a lot of flack, but I keep telling everyone, context, please, context. This is a guy who grew up in a background where no father figure, his mother, as we know, was very absent.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, coming out of high school with that much money and fame thrown his way to handle it as well as he did, people don't understand. They'll never know that kind of pressure, but they can sit there and judge. And I tell people, LeBron James is one of the smartest people I have ever played with, not just basketball IQ, but just pure human intellect. LeBron is up there, one of the people I've known. He's a very intelligent person. People don't understand that.
Yeah, I've heard that from other people, Lance, too, that have gotten close to him. Like, you were close because you're there playing on the team.
Yeah.
And it's what people don't know. It's what they read in the media.
Exactly. And the thing is, and they keep comparing him to Jordan, but Jordan didn't have to deal with social media.
Yeah.
So he was able to always be like an arm's length removed, still mythological in a way. Whereas social media just invades privacy. There's no, so you either can keep trying to ignore it and be viewed as a petty brat, or you can just embrace it and try to go into it, which people then think you're a diva. So those figures. You can't win.
You can't win.
You can't win. And but then like the person travel and everything. So people often ask me like, yeah, what was your favorite thing about the movie? What do you miss the most? I tell them, like, owls. Like, owls? I'm like, owls. Do you know how many teams I've played around the world in gyms with no air conditioning, with no towels around, so you're just sweating, just sliding everywhere. I'm like, man, I could just use a towel right now. Because when you're in the NBA, I'm 100% serious. You can put your hand out, and there will be some little minion with a towel ready to put it in your hand. Yeah. That's what I miss the most about it.
Yeah, you got to love that. We're speaking with Lance Allred, keynote motivational speaker, former player in the NBA, first deaf player in the NBA. Lance, so now you transition that to what I'll call the platform, and you're out there speaking. What's speaking been like for you?
Oh, yeah, so I just retired 5 months ago. I did my last job in Puerto Rico. But I've had a lot of practice. My book tour in 2009. I realized that, you know, I enjoy this. This is pretty fun. And it's the same adrenaline rush. You know what I'm talking about? You get the pregame jitters, and then you get on the stage and get warmed up a little bit. And then some days you don't quite have it, but then some days you're just in the zone, all the right words and adjectives come exactly the precisely right time. And it's the same adrenaline rush that those athletes are junkies for. And so now I get to go stand on the stage and I get to communicate with people. And one, I don't have to listen to them and converse back. It's not like I'm in a loud room where my anxiety just spikes with several people talking. I just have to talk. People have to listen to me. That's not that hard because I've shot a free throw in front of 16,000 people that want me to miss. That's pressure. Just talking for an hour isn't pressure. And so it's, some people are surprised, like, wow, you know, if you knew you would, yeah, be taken off as well as you did, and you're actually quite good at it. I'm like, well, I guess. I mean, I come from a line of polygamous charlatans, so obviously I have enough.
You have the gift of gab.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. I want to tell everybody so you can learn more about Lance, and hey, you can have him come to your area and speak. Who knows? There might be a right fit there. How can they do that? They can go, well, one, they can go to LanceAllred41.com. You have a book me button right there. They can hit that,
yeah,
right, for more info.
I do. And last week I just signed with American Programs Bureau, the oldest speakers bureau in the world, and they just contacted me and it said, we love what you do. We'd love to have you on our team. I'm like, so you can go to APBSpeakers.com as well. And so, yeah, just 5 months in with how fast it's taking off, I mean, I'm just pinching myself. And people think it's overnight, but as you know, I mean, these are skills and connections that I've been developing over the last 10 years as a professional basketball player. And professional basketball, in sports, is corporate. It's a corporate world. And it's a beautiful segue for me because I don't have to leave any skill or connection that I developed over the last 20 years as a basketball player. I get to just simply roll over all those hours as well as a basketball player that never quite paid off financially that I invested into being a player, and I get to roll them all over into this new profession. So it's just a beautiful segue for me. It really is. There's no hitch or hiccup right now.
I love it. Lance Allred, perfect place to end this. Thank you so much, and continued success.
Thank you, Kay. Thanks for having me, and best of luck to you. You did great work.
Thanks.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.